now from the end of the food chain to a point more toward the beginning. There is an abundance of farmers markets in our listening area. And with the creation of Taneytown's new farmers market last month, local consumers now have one more option for purchasing locally grown produce. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda was recently at the Taneytown market, and she has more.
I do have the Chinese cabbage for the first time this time.
On this blustery Thursday morning, a pair of women chat with a local farmer standing beneath a blue pop-up tent at Harry Spinotto Park in Taneytown. He's one of a handful of vendors at today's farmer's market. The brand new market launched April 20th. Lori Bullen, administrative assistant to the mayor, says early responses have been positive.
They love it, yeah. We've had probably, I think we have about 10 vendors signed up now. Last week when we had it, other ones saw it and decided to come and fill out some paperwork. So I don't know if they've made it out there yet, but they're going to sell anywhere from flowers to vegetables, things that they make, stuff like that.
In an effort to keep things local, all goods sold at the market must come from Benton, Madison, and Washington counties.
Everyone likes to have, I know I do, would like to have my produce purchased locally instead of something that was produced out of California. I think the chances for pesticides are a lot lower if it's homegrown. And that's just very advantageous for people in general.
The idea for the new market came from Taneytown native Henry Piazza. Although his crops aren't quite ready to be sold yet, the self-proclaimed instigator of this new initiative still comes to the market to help out.
I come up here in the mornings. I need to help him set up or something. I don't have anything to sell, and I help people set the tents up or whatever, you know. Being the instigator, I guess I ought to show up.
Piazza was born and raised in Taneytown and has been a member of the city council for more than four decades. The local farmer has been participating in the Rogers Market for about 15 years.
And I got thinking, why not have a little market here in Taneytown? We've got room to place to put it.
Piazza says he gardens two of his 56 acres. He grows potatoes, beets, squash, cucumbers, tomatoes, blackberries, and grapes.
Quite a bit for an old man. But I like it. I mean, I worked inside for 40 years, and half of it was night shift. And when I retired in 97, I said, I don't want a job inside. And I was 61 and a half when I retired. So I decided, I'll fiddle around a couple of years. Then I decided I would start doing this. I started farmer's market, started growing stuff. And I like it. You meet a lot of people. Okay. And I like growing things, and I like going to the market. There's a lot of good people. You make a lot of acquaintances, make a lot of friends, and it's fun.
While Piazza may prefer working outside, it can be a challenge dealing with Mother Nature. The recent heavy rains cut a trench through his potato patch, but he says the crop is still 99% there.
Well, it's been a horrible year. Too much rain. And cool, the ground's got to warm up or things will grow, you know. They turn yellow and they just sit there. They sit there until the ground gets warm or it'll grow. It's been a good year, really, but we never didn't need all that rain at one time. It made a mess, did a lot of trouble. We did a lot of damage to a lot of people. And then, you know, strawberries, when it rains like that, they absorb water and they get soggy and you lose them. They rot real quick.
Piazza expects he'll have potatoes and blackberries ready for market in June. As crops continue to grow this season, so too will the new market. Piazza says it's just getting started.
It's kind of like building a fire. You got to blow on it quite a bit for a while before it gets going.
The Taneytown Farmers Market is open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thursdays at Harry Spinotto Park. Anyone interested in selling at the market can sign up for free. All spaces are on a first-come, first-served basis. According to the city, all prices must be posted and items must be sold by measure. No scales are allowed. Baked goods or processed foods must be in compliance with Arkansas Cottage Food Law and state health department policies. More information is available by visiting taneytown.com or by calling 361-2700. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.